ladies and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone!
Gino, this is the best interview I've ever done in my entire life.
I'm coming to America.
96.5 KLH, good morning. DDG, Dave Green, Gino. Good morning, KLH. Coming to America. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall. Coming to America 2. It's officially out now.
It is. They did it a day early. It was available yesterday. And I was looking forward to this because I liked the first one. I ended up watching it, as I mentioned to you. I think you've done the same.
I did the same thing. I watched the first one. I don't know if you've done it yet.
I have not yet.
Amazon Prime had it right at the very top as a way to say, hey, two's coming, watch one, kind of familiarize yourself again.
I did see that I could watch it yesterday. It was like you could stream it on Amazon Prime.
Were they going to do this? Or
they just went a day early.
Okay.
Yeah. But what was it that you liked about the first movie?
The rapport, I think, between Eddie Murphy and Arsenio, the chemistry is really good.
Yes. And when you see them in this second movie, they look great. They look like really no time has passed. And, but there's hardly enough of them together, in my opinion. You know, there are other storylines that take over, and I want to see Eddie. I want to see Arsenio, and that was lacking. Now, a lot of the favorites are back. James Earl Jones is Eddie's father, and well done with what they did with him. There's John Amos, who was the owner of McDowell's, the restaurant, and he keeps maintaining that to this day. And there are a lot of familiar faces from the first movie. Also, some new additions. You've got Leslie Jones, Tracy Morgan. Wesley Snipes plays a villain, and it's good to see. Wesley does a fine job and, you know, does well with comedy. You don't remember that he could do comedy. Of course, he started in Major League, really, here in Milwaukee. But it was kind of a letdown for me. There are some funny moments. Love the barbershop. When they go back to the barbershop, that always goes very,
same
very well.
Same characters in the barbershop?
Same characters who've aged. Now, Eddie talked about the fact that when they made the first one, Coming to America, that his skin in all that those makeup jobs was really kind of young, but now technology has evolved. So these guys are supposed to be in their late 80s and early 90s now. And, you know, that's enjoyable. But overall, those plot lines that just don't matter to me, I wanted more of Eddie and
so
more of Arsenio.
Those side plots took too much time and energy to develop, and you didn't get to see the thing that you really went to the first movie to see, and that is the chemistry.
Right. Yes. There are some laughs, and the fact is, if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free, so why not? But overall, a bit of a letdown. And there are some nice surprises in it, too. I haven't even mentioned some of the cameos, and I won't because I want you to be surprised as I was.
Okay. But earlier this week, we played Eddie Murphy's clip about Oprah, that Oprah did not realize that Eddie and Arsenio played all of the characters in the barbershop. Eddie said it wasn't just Oprah. Jesse Jackson didn't know either.
I remember after we did the first Coming to America, we went to the after party, and Jesse Jackson, the politician, he was there, and he comes over. I just want to say, I think it's a wonderful thing that you reached back and you gave some of the older black actors a shot because these guys going to have careers now, those guys in the barbershop. And I was like, that was me. He was like, what?
But see, right there, that's the Eddie
that's
we want to see.
That's right.
And a lot of times in interviews, he's serious Eddie, and I don't like that. It's like, we love you being Eddie. Just be the Eddie we've always known.
Speaking of that, I went back and found some Eddie doing stand-up, and this is the Eddie we all fell in love with decades ago. By the way, he's going to be 60 next month. Eddie Murphy.
I was standing outside getting ready to come in here, man, and this little Jewish guy walked up to me and said, Buckwheat! And there was some brothers standing next to me and said, what that guy call you, man? Buckwheat. And I started thinking about it. The Buckwheat, not the Little Rascals, period. Like, who the fuck thought the names up for that show? Because I'm from a predominantly black family, and I have yet to run into a relative named Buckwheat. Go to a cookout. Say, how you doing? My name's Ed. What's yours? Oh, I'm Buckwheat, man. That's amazing. Yeah, Buckwheat. That's my name. No, Buckwheat. That's... No, I ain't got no last name. Buckwheat. That's it. I'm serious. I'm dead serious, man. You don't believe me? Ain't that right, Stymie?